Welcome, everybody, to the College Football Prediction Show on the Grueling Truth Sports Network. Today, we're looking at Texas A&M traveling to play the Miami Hurricanes. The Miami Hurricanes are 4-point underdogs or 4.5-point underdogs in this game. Real quick, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You can follow me on Twitter at Grueling Truth. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification button on YouTube, and check out the link in the description of that video to go to BetMGM, our top sports book for betting on college football. All right, guys, we've got two teams here that have high hopes this year. They had high hopes last year. Both of them ended up below 500. We get the Texas A&M Aggies against the Miami Hurricanes. Let's look at the way both teams can go to win this game. We're going to start off with Texas A&M. Now, don't blow off that Texas A&M's offensive explosion in week one, a 52-10 win over New Mexico. Last year's team failed to score more than 28 points against any FBS team until beating LSU 38-23 in the season finale. Now, the last time the offense hit 52 against an FBS school was in a 52-13 win over North Carolina State during the 2018 Tax Slayer Bowl. So, yeah, Connor Wegman's 5 touchdown passes against the Lobos and the efficiency of the attack under new offensive coordinator Bobby Petrino was a big deal. There was more pace, more downfield plays, and far, far more pop than the past Aggie attacks. Miami has to deal with it all, and it won't be easy to deal with. Now, the Hurricane defense was able to beat Miami University, Miami of Ohio, 38-3 without really breaking a sweat. But there were only a few big pass plays, with the running game doing most of the heavy lifting for the Hurricanes. The ground game won't work against the A&M defensive front. They're going to have to be able to throw the ball. Now, why will Miami win? Yeah, that was New Mexico. They got a bad D, a worse offense. It's New Mexico. Again, A&M cranking up the offense against anyone does matter. But now it moves up to the varsity level against the Hurricane defense with potentially the best safeties it'll deal with all year. And Cameron Kitchens and James Williams, a defensive line that will bring far more pressure than Wegman saw last week. And there's actually a wee bit of a downside to all the changes in College Station. The time of possession battle. Texas A&M might not have scored in bunches over the last several years, but it controlled the tempo with its style. That was good and bad at times for the Aggies over the last few years. It worked quickly against New Mexico. Miami dominated the clock against the Miami Redhawks last week, and the ground game came along with sharp mid-range passing. Tyler Van Dyke looked really good. He ended up hitting 17-22 passes. That should be enough to own the tempo in this game. Now, when we go, who's going to win? Texas A&M in a time of possession probably won't matter too much. And Miami would rather work with more pace in this game anyways, with 90-plus degree heat and about a 1,000,000% humidity. There's a chance of rain, which means ball control could matter. There are two extremely proud programs with extremely and reasonably high expectations looking at this as the breakout game after both had 5-7 seasons last year. If it's possible, that will be true for both sides. Texas A&M's offense will once again look sharp and efficient, but Miami will come up with enough stops in a bend but do not break game that turns into the okay, let's call it official moment when the Mario Cristobal era begins for the Miami Hurricanes. I like the Hurricanes. I'm going to take the 4.5 points. I think the Hurricanes win this game 30-27. I think it'll be a great football game, one of the best games of the week. But I like the Miami Hurricanes here, and I would bet them to cover with the 4.5 points. I would also take the like plus 175 and bet them straight up to win this game. They're playing at the Hard Rock Casino in Miami, which is going to make them even tougher. But I think the Hurricanes pulled this one out. But definitely take the 4.5 points. All right, guys. Remember, you can catch all of our college football prediction shows on YouTube, on Spotify, iHeartRadio, over 300 different outlets. So make sure you do that. Follow us on Twitter at Grueling Truth. Click on the link for BetMGM for all your sportsbook needs during college football and NFL season. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.